This is done 42 years, and we know that on concrete pavements, they have defined life and not going to last forever. But the challenge that we face now is trying to prolong that life.
So, how do you go about doing that? I presume first and foremost, you have to find the money from somewhere. I mean, does the government have it, or is it a case of, for example, going to the World Bank as Vanuatu have done?
I mean, it comes down to planning your maintenance on your runway. For our runway, we've done some work on it in the last 5 years. Concrete, as they wear out, they start to crack, and we've seen some of these on our runway, and we've gone in and injected it. What we've done is to drill holes into the pavement and injected grout into it to stabilize the bottom, though, so you won't get any further cracking. So you're just prolonging its life, though, so they don't crack up fast and deteriorate to the point you've got to replace it.
So at the moment, you believe you're ahead of the game, and then you can continue to maintain the runway in such a way that there won't come a point where you have to rip the whole thing up and start again?
We're well ahead of the game here. We've done the studies. We've got the what do you call the maintenance on the pavements. We're on the top of those things. So yeah, we've got the, if we keep up with the maintenance, and if we are able to prolong the life of this runway, it can go from about 12 years to almost 30 years more than we can get out of it.
Is there an issue in terms of the type of aircraft that can currently use the airport? I mean, aircraft seem to be getting bigger and bigger. Cook Islands, of course, would like as many tourists as it can get. I mean, how large are the aircraft that the runway could cope with?
We're taking in the 777s, both the 200 and the 300 series. The heavier the aircraft, obviously, the more damage you will get on your pavement. The 777 is not a friendly aircraft on our pavement. It's just the configuration of its wheels that's a bit more stress on your runway than other aircraft. So yeah, we do want the tourists to come through here. We're fortunate in some ways too that we've restricted the weight of the aircraft landing into the onto our runway here. But because of the length of our runway, they have to come in at a lower weight anyway. We've only got 2,300 meters on our runway, and 777s coming into here. They don't come in fully loaded. They gotta have to operate within the operating parameters of that runway.
Now, one point that has been raised linked to the problems that Vanuatu are experiencing at the moment is the fact that the main airport at Port Vila is state-owned, and really it's been a government prevarication which has prevented the necessary spending on that runway to the point now where certain airlines, as we know, are not prepared to use it, certainly in the short term. Cook Islands' main airport is also state-owned. I mean, do you have a good relationship with government, or do you think you will be better off in private hands?
We have a good relationship with government. Government is our, number one, the only shareholder that we have in the business. So, no, the issue, as I said earlier, is the planning of your money, your resources, and we have the autonomy to make our own money here at Rarotonga, and we do make money, and we put money aside to repair things and to fix the fixing up of your airport. And if you don't do that, it will creep upon you, and you can't afford it.